Hi everyone, I'm Pat.
I'm Rebecca.
Today's lesson is about keeping in shape. How do you stay in shape, Rebecca?
Come on, Pat, look at me. Obviously, the only thing I do to try to stay in shape is imagine I will lose weight.
Oh,
我所采用的是精神减肥法，就是一直在幻想自己啊，会变瘦，会变瘦。What about you, Pat?
Well, I mean...It's pretty obvious I don't have a very good exercise program either. I do have a bike at home, but I never seem to have time to use it. I should try harder.
我家有这种脚踏车，不过现在呢，已经变成挂外套的地方了。Pat, you should try some sports outside the house.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I used to play badminton, and that's something I'd like to start doing again.If only I could find the time.
Me too. I need to go to the gym as badly as you do. Why did they pick us two people who don't exercise at all to talk about today's article? Is that a hint or something? 我知道了，一定是觉得我们两个太胖，快要炸出镜头之外了，在暗示我们要运动了。
Maybe it's a message. Not about you, you're fine, about me. Anyway, that's enough about our problems. Today we're going to look at something else people can use for exercise. Let's start the article.
马上来看看今天的课程吧。A plus Encyclopedia.
Sports, the benefits of kettlebells.
A kettlebell is a round and heavy weight with a handle. People use it for exercise. But how can we benefit from using kettlebells? A. They allow people to run faster. B. They help people burn a lot of calories.C. They make people taller. The answer is B. They help people burn a lot of calories. Russians first invented kettlebells in the 1700s to train soldiers in the army. Now, kettlebells are used by athletes in many sports all over the world. Using kettlebells offers many benefits.They are easy to carry and use because of their design. In addition, they can help you burn a lot of calories in a short amount of time. That's because you need to use several different muscles to lift one and balance it. This forces your muscles to work harder and your heart rate to increase. When those things happen, your body burns calories more quickly.That's why kettlebells are so popular worldwide.
Sports. Barbell. Barbell. Dumbbell. Dumbbell. Exercise ball. Exercise ball.Exercise bike. Exercise bike. Treadmill. Treadmill.
The article begins by introducing something that people can use for exercise. It's called a kettlebell. Okay, to explain what this is, the article says a kettlebell is a round and heavy weight with a handle.Okay, I think I know what that is.
其实啊，你从它的名字就可以猜出来这个东西的外形咯。Kettlebell 这个字的 kettle 就是茶壶的意思，煮热水用的那种茶壶，而 bell 是铃，只是它不能拿来煮热水，也不会发出叮铃叮铃的声响，还是一种健身器材。直接按照字面上的意思呢，翻成壶铃。
Yes, it looks like a kettle that you might put on a gas cooker.But the bit you pour the water in is just a heavy weight. There's a picture in the magazine.
Kettlebell 的模样长得像是一颗炮弹上面加了把手，或者是一个茶壶，它没有壶嘴，就是没有到热水出来的地方的样子。
That's interesting. I don't think I have seen it before.
Well, the article then says, people use it for exercise, but how can we benefit from using kettlebells?
Kettlebell 是拿来运动的。How can we benefit from using it? Benefit 的意思啊，就是得到利益，获得好处。那么今天的问题就是用壶铃来运动，能够得到什么样的好处呢？
Well, let's look at the answers. Is it A, they allow people to run faster?
Allow 是允许的意思，所以选项 A 是说壶铃可以让人们跑得更快，是吗？
Or is it B, they help people burn a lot of calories?
壶铃可以帮助人们燃烧很多卡路里，是不是这个选项呢？
Or is the answer C, they make people taller?
还是选项 C, 壶铃可以让人长高呢？
Well, before we guess, let's explain that word in answer B.Calories, C-A-L-O-R-I-E-S, calories, is always used as a plural noun, so with an S. It's a unit of measurement, like a centimeter or a kilogram. Calories measure how much energy is used up by exercise or given to us when we eat something.
就好像我们量长度的时候，你会用 centimeter,公分，量体重的时候呢，会用 kilogram 公斤是一样的。那么测量热量的单位是用 calories， 按照发音分成卡路里，通常出现的时候都是复数，并且我们很少用到一卡路里。
So we could say running for 1 hour burns a lot of calories. Running for 1 hour burns lots of calories.
跑步一个小时可以燃烧很多卡路里。其实减肥的不二法门就是 eat less and exercise more. 少吃多动。Pat, I think we both should start watching our calories and get more exercise.
Yeah. Well, now that we've explained that, I think the answer has to be B, don't you?
壶铃是有重量的健身器材哦，所以用途应该不是可以跑得更快或者长得更高吧。I think I'll choose B too.
Yeah, B is of course the answer. The article has more information. It says Russians first invented kettlebells in the 1700s to train soldiers in the army.
To train soldiers in the army. 天哪，原来壶铃一开始用途是这样哎。Russians.俄国人当初是在1700年代发明壶铃的。1700年代怎么念呢？要念成 1700s， 因为是这个年代啊。一开始壶铃是用来 to train soldiers in the army， 这边的 train 当动词使用是训练的意思。That makes using kettlebells a really tough exercise.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can handle that.
The article goes on to say now.Kettlebells are used by athletes in many sports all over the world. An athlete, spelled A-T-H-L-E-T-E, athlete, is a person who takes part in sport, often as a job.
Athlete 是运动员的意思，是体能啊、技巧都很好的运动员。通常我们说 athlete 的时候，都是把运动当成一份工作的运动员，当然你也可以把它细分成是 amateur athlete 或是 professional athlete， 就是业余的或者是专业的运动员。
So we could say top athletes get paid a lot of money. Top athletes get paid a lot of money.
顶尖的运动员薪水收入可是很不错的呢，像是在 NBA 打球的 Kobe Bryant， 你知道他年薪多少吗？一年赚。$3,000,000，我讲的是$3,000,000 I should train my son to be an athlete starting right now.
Good plan. How old is your son now?
1.5 years old.
Okay, well, that's still good to start. Okay, let's find out more. Using kettlebells offers many benefits. So we saw this word earlier. A benefit, B-E-N-E-F-I-T, benefit is something good. We could also say...Advantage.
Benefit, 或是刚刚Pat老师说的 advantage, 它都有好处、
益处的意思。我们可以用 for someone's benefit 来表示是为了某个人的好处，为了他着想。比如说 ，I'm not doing it for myself. I'm doing it for your benefit. 意思就是 I'm doing it to help you.
Yeah, we're teaching English for your benefit. Here's more about the benefits of kettlebells. They are easy to carry and use because of their design.
刚刚提到它的样子很像是一个没有壶嘴的茶壶，在外形上是很容易携带跟使用的。
Here's another benefit. In addition, they can help you to burn a lot of calories in a short amount of time. Now, in this sentence, we use in addition to show that we're adding more information. So we could say, Tim likes playing the piano. In addition, he enjoys listening to music.Tim likes playing the piano. In addition, he enjoys listening to music.
当我们把 in addition 放在句首的时候，就是要补充说明，还有另外再加上去意思。所以刚刚的例句意思是说 ，Tim 喜欢弹钢琴，还有他也喜欢听音乐。
Notice that we say burn calories when we talk about using them up. It's like the body is burning the food you eat to make energy.In the same way that you would burn wood to make a fire, or use gas to make your scooter go.
身体的运作呢是说燃烧 burn 是燃烧卡路里的，壶铃就可以帮助我们燃烧很多的卡路里。So, how do kettlebells help us to burn calories?
Well, that's because you need to use several different muscles to lift one and balance it.If you balance, B-A-L-A-N-C-E, balance something, you put it in a steady position so that it doesn't fall.
同学们可能有穿过一种鞋子的牌子叫做 New Balance, 对不对？但你没有注意过 balance 这个字什么意思啊？其实 balance 就是平衡的意思，在文章当中当动词使用。
So you could say, I balanced the book on my head. I balanced the book...On my head.
我把一本书放在头上，保持平衡。See, Pat, I can balance a pen on my nose.
Wow.
See? No, I can't.
Oh. Well, balancing a weight is important. The article says this forces your muscles to work harder and your heart rate to increase. Your heart rate is how many times your heart beats in a minute. It increases or goes up.When you exercise,
heart rate 是心跳。当你的肌肉很努力在工作的时候呢，心跳率就会提高。以同学们这个年纪来说，运动时候心跳要达到每分钟130下以上，持续30分钟以上，才真正的有氧运动哦。
So when those things happen, that is, your muscles work hard and your heart rate increases, your body burns calories more quickly.This is good because if you don't burn the calories from the food you eat, they get stored in your body as fat.
吃很多热量进肚子里面没有消耗掉的卡路里啊 they get stored in your body as fat. 就会囤积成脂肪了。
The article finishes by saying, that's why kettlebells are so popular worldwide.
难怪壶铃在全世界都很受欢迎呢，讲到连我都想试试看了。
Okay, that's all, so let's end today's article. So, today we've learned about one way you can exercise.What other things can you do that help you to burn calories?
You can go running, jogging, swimming. And running is especially popular in Taiwan these days.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing you need is a pair of shoes. You can go running.
Great. I guess one thing you can do is not eat late meals. If you eat late, your body won't have time to burn the calories from the food before you go to bed. So they'll be stored as fat instead.The best way to do it is to eat earlier. Then your body has some time to burn the calories off.
我就是这样变胖的啦。我好爱吃宵夜哦。好啦好啦，我会好好检讨自己的。
Okay, we hope you've learned something today about burning calories. Thanks for watching. We'll see you again next time. Bye for now.
Bye, everyone.
English 小聚会。
The pitcher threw the ball at an incredibly fast speed.
The pitcher threw the ball at an incredibly fast speed.
Hi everyone, it's Eunice here. 大家都知道台湾的国球是棒球，对吧？棒球是从日治时代以来就一直非常盛行的一项运动，而最近有部相当红的电影《Kano》，就是在阐述日治时期一直由台湾人、原住民和日本人所组成的棒球队伍，如何过关斩将出国到日本比赛的感人事迹。那今天我们首先要谈到的就是投手。如果我说 The pitcher threw the ball at an incredibly fast speed, The pitcher threw the ball at an incredibly fast speed, 意思就是这名投手投出极为快速的球。句子中的 pitcher 就是投手的意思，那以极快速的速度我们就可以用 at an incredibly fast speed 来表示。要注意以什么样的速度，介系词一定要用 at， 而 incredibly 只是用来修饰 fast speed， 意思就是 extremely。 好，同学们，我们来复习一下今天的句子吧。 The pitcher threw the ball at an incredibly fast speed。 那今天 Eunice 就分享到这里咯，下次见，拜拜。
The pitcher threw the ball at an incredibly fast speed
The pitcher threw the ball at an incredibly fast speed.
Kit Kat!
Pio Jie, hold on!
Hold! 啊，你是要我拿什么？
不是， hold on 是等等的意思啦。
Hold on 在口语常用来表示稍待一会，比方说呢，像是大家都已经准备要出门了，诶，你却突然想到啊，我忘了拿什么东西，这时候呢，我就会请大家说 Hold on, let me get my wallet， 意思就是等一等，我去拿一下我的钱包。另外呢， Hold on 还可以用来表示当你听到或者是看到某一个怪怪的或是有趣的事情的时候，就会说等等等等，你看你看，或是你听你听，讲的意思哦。像是有一天我跟表姐正在逛街的时候，我们就看到一位神秘女子正在跟 Johnny 讲话，我就跟表姐说 Hold on a minute, who's that girl talking to Johnny? 诶，刚刚大家有没有发现我说 Hold on a minute?常常在口语上我们可以说 hold on a second 或是 hold on a moment， 还有刚刚的 hold on a minute， 就像我们中文的等等等一下哦，所以在接电话的时候常常会说 hold on a moment 来表示请对方等一下下，马上就好咯。不过大家你们却不知道 hold on 后面如果接上了 to， 再接上人或者是东西，竟然有着握紧什么的意思哦。比方像是 Hold on to my arm， 就是表示握紧我的手背。
What did we learn from teacher Laura?
Hold on 就是表示等等等一下，像是我们请对方不要挂上电话，常会说 Hold on a second or hold on a minute 或者是 hold on a moment。不过你知道吗？ Hold on to something 竟然是表示握紧什么东西的意思哦。
A plus Encyclopedia.
Sports, the benefits of kettlebells.
A kettlebell.Is a round and heavy weight with a handle. People use it for exercise. But how can we benefit from using kettlebells? A. They allow people to run faster. B. They help people burn a lot of calories. C. They make people taller. The answer is B.They help people burn a lot of calories. Russians first invented kettlebells in the 1700s to train soldiers in the army. Now, kettlebells are used by athletes in many sports all over the world. Using kettlebells offers many benefits. They are easy to carry and use because of their design.In addition, they can help you burn a lot of calories in a short amount of time. That's because you need to use several different muscles to lift one and balance it. This forces your muscles to work harder and your heart rate to increase. When those things happen, your body burns calories more quickly. That's why kettlebells are so popular worldwide.